This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. You understand.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, interrupting time liner. If you're not aware of the fact that there's an epic battle going on to dumb humanity down, you're not alive, you're not awake. And I know most people are aware of this, but people just want to go do their job, get their kids, go to a baseball game, and then, you know, go to church and be left alone. Look, you're not going to be allowed to run to the country and stay away from this. The globalists are coming for you. And I sat there and thought about this morning. I told Weldon Henson, our shipping manager, good friend of mine, 10 years. He's also involved in a lot of the marketing. But point is, I told him, I said, you know, I was against the Iraq war. I was against stirring up the Muslims. But I understand they're a very tyrannical, oppressive system, in my view. And very anti-classically liberal. And I said, man, again, I'm going to start videotaping, and I'm always so culture shocked by it, I don't. But I went to two different stores, the small stores this morning. One of them was a doctor's office. I went to get some nutraceuticals I take. But it's not prescription, but you still got to go to a doctor to get them. That's why I'm thinking about coming out with some of the stuff they've got. It's actually kind of a research project. And I went to get that. And it's like glutathione pills. And I went to another store to get a piece for my sink. And at both places, there were Muslim women with full face coverings on, burqas. And in both cases, they were sitting on the ground outside the doctor's office, but in a hallway, and then outside on the street at the little mom-and-pop store, little mom-and-pop hardware store. And they were sitting there on the ground, in one case with one kid, another case with two kids. And, man, I realized it. I walked in about a second time, and I saw the lady's husbands in both cases, and they knew who I was or something. They were, like, looking at me and looked completely freaked out. And so I started talking to Weldon Henson, and I said, man, they claim there's only 400 refugees in Texas. Every high school we've called has hundreds. I go, they're all over the place, just everywhere I go. And listen, how xenophobic. You see women with headdresses on and you don't like it. The point is they're lying to us about the numbers. And he goes, man, I took my daughter to the playground at Circle C where they have soccer fields. And he said there were over 100 Muslim men playing soccer. He's been in the military. He's been overseas. And he knows what he's seeing. And he said, and just table after table with the women with the hoods on their heads. And he said, yeah, it freaked me out. Absolutely, man. It freaks you out when all of a sudden, boom, all over the place. And they're on the news going, Texas has gotten 400 total. Just like they did in Europe. And it was 5 million. I'd go, we've gotten 100,000. It'd be a million. France has gotten 88,000. It'd be a million. And I'm like, what is the government? What is this? Shutting our power plants off, putting tariffs on us where we can't operate, just screwing us at every level. And it's just, you come to the realization they mean business. And I can tell you right now, folks, these are Sunnis they're bringing in. There are sleeper cells guaranteed, and I'm sure of it. Probably not this year, even next, but down the road, that's how they're going to bring the country down, is with Islamic cells. It's as clear as day. It is amazing. It is amazing.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to wake up to the island without me.
Up the balance of the broadcast today with a lot of news, a lot of clips. I was preaching or pontificating on the nature of the world and what we face from my perspective in the last hour. If you'd like to chime in on this loss of awareness, this glaze in people's eyes, everybody's talked about it for decades, but it's getting worse. And I've got all these scientific reports that the population is in more and more in a highly suggestible near sleep state, like daydreaming or sleepwalking, that the neurological firings of the human brain, especially in children, are very limited. The higher centers of the brain associated with religious experience, mathematics, classical music, are not even being accessed in most cases. humanity's being lost. Take this new Pokemon craze that I heard everybody's been telling me about for a week, where I guess Pokemon, you have a cell phone, and you go out and look for these little monsters that you get and you train. You know, I mean, some of my kids play with Pokemon. I know my sister did. She's like 14 years younger than me. I was too young and I was too old. That came out after I was doing such things. And so it geolocates where you're at and then puts one of these little monsters that you have to capture and then take back and train in the real world. But because children spend less time outside in the West than Supermax prisoners, less than 1 hour a day, EMTs are reporting kids are collapsing everywhere, heat stroke, they're getting hurt, they're running out in front of cars. And in a way, that's good. It's not good they're going to hit by cars, but it's good they're outside. It's good they're rediscovering the outside world. But it took the Japanese game brought to the internet to push a system they call augmented reality for the kids to even go outside, where they could have gone and caught fish in the local creek, even if they were in a big city. Or they could have gone and birdwatched or built a fort or played baseball or gone swimming or stolen beer out of golfers' ice chest like I would do. I'm sorry. But, I mean, everybody has their adventures as a kid. Or how about when you're 12, 13, 14, going and knocking on the cute girl down the street's door and having her mom come to the door and say, well, who are you? Well, I met your daughter at the pool last week, and I just want to see if she wants to go to a movie or something. Movie theater's only about a mile away. We could walk, or I got the money. I'll pay for it, ma'am. How about you take us? Well, you are sure are a polite young man. Come on in here. You're only 13. Well, you're about 16. Well, my daughter's 15. Here comes in the daughter. See, that's the kind of video game I was playing, and it was real. It was a lot better than, I had a Nintendo, and I'd play it when my buddies came over sometime. But the air conditioner with these lights, just in the heat of Texas for some reason, it's so humid outside that it's been a little bit hot in here. That's why for TV viewers, you see me occasionally wiping a dish rag on my face. But side issue for the radio listeners, they're not having to watch that. And again, I can only talk about the universe from my perspective. It's not about, well, Alex Jones did this and Alex Jones did that. But I look at the stunted world these children are in. They're not at swim meets. They're not in basketball meets. They're not. No, the vast majority are not. Some are. And you see the kids that are in sports. You see the kids that aren't watching TV all day. It's like they look super healthy, super alive. There's electricity in their eyes. I don't care what color they are. But you see the TV head kids, and they kind of stumble around. They kind of bump into walls. You can't really talk to them. They're always looking down, or they do talk to you. What about this TV show? What about this video game? What about this comic book? And if you go, well, you know, there's more in the world than just comic books, they'll go, oh, yeah, whatever. And like immediately have a Pavlovian angry response to you. Well, if you don't like it, that's fine. I'm like, whoa, I'm not, hey, you one brought up video games and comic books to me. And you'd think I was awake to all this stuff. I'd let my children get ingratiated in it. Some, because, you know, you're going on a trip or on a plane or a four-hour car drive, and you want to go ahead and let them have access to media, or you want them to do research on the internet for their paper they're writing, and then it always train wrecks into something bad. And then you take all the media away from them, except maybe let my kids watch the new True Grit. And it's got violence and stuff in it, but at least it's giving them instincts. It's based on something honorable. It's got good actors in it. It's long form. The scenes are long. It develops a longer attention span. Oh, here, you want to go to the bookstore? You want to go to the library and take 20 books home? Let's do that. Because it gets you to form ideas in your own mind. It gets you to have to image everything you're reading. If you're reading about Moby Dick and what he looked like with all the harpoons and wires wrapped all around him and his big, intelligent eyes staring at Captain Ahab as the two go deep into the sea, interlocked together in hatred. You image that in your mind. That creates synapses. That creates understanding. That creates systems in your mind that came originally from the depths of your imagination and then forces you to access the massively compressed but accessible race memory of every one of your ancestors. It's said, though, that one problem humanity has is that they're unable to pass down the knowledge of one generation to the next. But if you look at the modern system, it's all about blocking the lore, blocking the knowledge, blocking the information, blocking the wisdom so that you can be enslaved. I know I've already said that 1,000 times, but that's the key. And that's how you know the globalists are bad. Now, that said, Obama going into his final 6 months in office, 4 months as an elected leader, but another good 2.5 months after that in the Oval Office. And the entire corporate globalist media combine is trying to hype total cultural guilt by everybody and incredible infighting to then have the media and the universities and all the systems roll out their next level of political correctness where you have to sign pledges to have a government job or sign pledges to be in an even state-funded university or private, that's in the news today, to go to all of the sensitivity training and all of this brainwashing and to reduce the language and to pledge yourself into this new cult. And that we've got to turn our guns in. They now admit it's time to ban the guns. New York Times, Washington Post, Rolling Stone, LA Times, time to repeal the Second Amendment. Thought they never wanted our guns. Now they admit that's what they want. Everything's being uncloaked right now. It's a microaggression to smile at a black person. It's a microaggression to not smile. Brown paper bags are racist. On and on and on. With Hillary and Obama and all the usual suspects saying, yes, it's true. We're sorry. We're bad. White people need to look in the mirror and need to basically listen up, is what Hillary said. That means check it. Oh, you see the cops getting killed? They need to reform themselves. That's separate from a debate about reform. Random people that had nothing to do with these other tragedies around the country are dead, and before they're even cold, Obama is out there adding fuel, and Lynch is adding fuel, which lets you know what you already knew. They're 100% trying to cause civil insurrection in this country, which will be used to bring in anti-free speech laws, anti-gun laws. It'll create more racial division, and all any of this does is turn people against each other and create more paranoia and more mental illness, while the big multinational combines steal everything, including the kitchen sink, our birthright, our future, our industrial base. All of us are under attack. All of us are drinking deadly fluoride water. All of us are getting hit with the geoengineering that's going on. All of us are having trouble avoiding the GMO. All of us are under the very same anti-human globalist program. And it's so pathetic to see the media weaponized and the big corporations and the government all together legitimizing that the number one issue in the country is that the police are the bad guys and need to do what the feds say, and that means go under UN control and become political police officers that go out like leftist university officers who let the leftists beat up the conservatives. This is a Maoist-style push to intimidate the country using misguided black people into accepting the next level of tyranny, just as they've done in Europe using the Muslims as pawns. And it is a very, very sickening evil program, and it's out in the open, which shows you how bold the controllers are. Are they bold, or are they scared, or are they just megalomaniacs? We're going to get the number out, get to all the clips and more straight ahead.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells of your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
To join us about the state of the planet, about the attacks on police around the country, about Election 2016, are you believing the hype that Hillary's really ahead in the polls and that Donald Trump's going to lose? That is self-fulfilling prophecy at its worst. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Here's another big question. Is America done? I mean, the globalists have taken the most independent, wealthiest nation in world history and turned it into the most unhealthy, obese, dumbed-down, indebted nation in the world. We still have a lot of great things in the country and a lot of great ideals. But as we lose the bedrock of what made us successful, is there a point when you can say the country's gone? Because you'd think a Hillary getting elected would finally wake everybody up. No. Her supporters are delusional. They don't care if the actual economy goes down. They don't care if they actually see the nation disintegrate. They want to feel like winners and feel like they're in charge of the country. Coming up, I have a clip of Bernie Sanders saying, oh, we've done a great job, you know, now that I'm going to step down and let Hillary run things. You know, we've won. Everything he claimed he was against is what Hillary represents. Trump is way more populist than her. But Bernie Sanders has always been a dirty fraud. He doesn't even live up to his own socialist dreams because they never do. Socialist countries always end up going bankrupt or collapsing, even wealthy Western Europe. It doesn't work ever unless it's a tribal group of less than 200 people who are in an agrarian area. And then it is a combine, a commune, where you get the word communist. And then people that don't produce as much food or whatever don't get as big a share. And when people cheat handing out the shares, folks get stabbed to death. There are some deaths in those communities. But because it's so micro, it's so localized, it's hard to make it corrupt. Because people will kill you. That's how that works. If I'm on a commune and I'm raising cows and I deliver 10 cows that year and I don't get back my share of the meat from the commune, it's fraud. Well, let me tell you, you don't get back your share in one of these globalist communes. You got the whole UN supported, you know, New York Times supported revolutionary grassroots zeitgeist movement with a bunch of pseudo intellectuals dressed in black. Going, the computer will decide how much food you get, and we'll all live in big white plastic super stadiums. Oh, that sounds like a dystopic nightmare. But don't worry, a computer will decide what you do and where you live. A computer. Who programs the computer, Dumbo? And then their answer was, you will have to be re-educated for a period of time once the movement takes over and we end all money. And then the person ran around saying that they never said I'd be sent for re-education. It's on the internet, him saying it. To me. I said, I'll be sent to re-education. Yes, you'll be sent to a re-education center. It's in the official resettlement manual of the U.S. Army. How to put conservatives and libertarians and returning veterans in, quote, re-education centers. And again, I know I harp on that, folks. That is the totalitarian, the authoritarian name. It is the communist name. The army uses communist lingo. Listen to me carefully. I'm not here saying that what they talk about in resettlement and emergency centers is that re-education camp. They use the term re-education camp, FM3-39.40. How to process your social security numbers, how to run you through it. And it's got dual use overseas and here domestically, but it's for domestic purposes. Go through the manual, read our articles on it. We have the screenshots of the subsections. Yes, folks, you're not in Kansas anymore. That's what I keep telling people. This is so real. A lot of people go, man, the show's more serious. You're more focused these days. Absolutely. It's white knuckle time, boys and girls. They've proven that they're going for broke. They've proven we were right about them. They've proven they were worse than we thought. And The public may be too dumbed down and too selfish and too culturally ruined to be able to reverse it. I mean, their end game of just creating a bunch of dumb idiots has been successful. But there's silver lining in all this. We're going to come back, go to the clips and your calls. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. I want to play some of these clips first. But look, the media is teaching social justice warriors of every race, color, and creed that their whole world is about fighting with select government systems that the globalists haven't taken over. They create a social story around it. Sometimes it's true. More than often it's not or just twisted. And then they sick all these groups into the culture to cause destabilization, to not even fix the problem they claim they were fixing, but to hand more power to the UN, more power to the foundations, more power to the universities, more power to the central government. And this should be the biggest wake-up call in history, what we're seeing right now, to see the federal government and the multinationals and the UN monitors openly trying to foment a civil war in this country. I'm going to go to your phone calls after I play these clips. First off, we're ending one of the biggest specials we've ever done on high-quality, storable foods, but also optics, shortwave radios, non-GMO heirloom seeds, dozens and dozens of different preparedness items. The bare minimum is 10% off. It's 20 to 40 on all the storable food. 20 off Alexa Pure and Pro Pure water filtration systems. And so much more. Now, this was supposed to end. This was supposed to all end last Monday. I've extended it because of all the unrest and all the craziness that just illustrates why this is important. Then you've got natural disasters happening where local governments and the feds can't even respond or help now. Everybody needs to get prepared. And more, InfoWarsStore.com is becoming a survival center of the highest quality items at the very lowest prices you're going to find in many cases. Sometimes we're not the lowest because that's competitive day to day, but by purchasing with us, you know you're fighting the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That special ends today. X2 is going to sell out in the next few days, so regardless, you get 20% off on that amazing product. Find out about the iodine conspiracy. Find out about iodine deficiency. Find out about why they want to keep lowering the amount they say you need, because it is connected to neurological behavior, all your hormones. I mean, it is just such a game changer. My God. Secret 12 is amazing as well. Just check it all out today. I know your purchase is funding an organization committed as hard as we can to exposing this anti-human project that is the New World Order, that is world government. You can call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Independence Day mega sale ends tonight. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com will take you to the nutraceuticals. And if I sound a little bit more calm and reflective today, it's because I am freaked out that they can have hundreds of publications that they know are writing lies about the liberty media on a daily basis, that they know are lying about Donald Trump, that they know are lying about what the globalists are up to. This whole agenda is just so criminal. And it'd be one thing if they were running a criminal agenda just to be in control, like Boss Hogg, and skim off the top. I'd be against that. But this is a takeover system meant to end us as a species as we know it. That's what the New World Order's plan is. For the globalist, world government is just the beginning. Please see my film. It's free online. ENDGAME. End game. Blueprint for global enslavement. And I know most of you, the listeners, know the film. You've seen the film. You're informed. Our lives depend on the public understanding how serious the situation is. The DVD is $7.95. Every library should have this. Everyone should buy, who has money, 10 copies of this, and should put this in the library so people will see it. My God, I've talked to librarians that have sent us emails and called in where they say sometimes, oh, yeah, I ordered another Endgame or another Obama deception from the library because somebody stole it, somebody broke it, or it got scratched. You know, it was checked out hundreds of times. Or would you consider a program to donate DVDs? Yes, if I had the money or the infrastructure to know all the different libraries. It's up to the listeners to do this. You can get an Endgame, you can get a Obama deception, you can get any of my films, or I don't care, buy them and make copies and give them to the library, whatever, just give them to the library. And you're like, well, that won't save the world. What will that do, just 100 people or 200 people seeing a film? Are you kidding? Seeing a film like this can change your life. You will see the world leaders admitting they're establishing world government to then carry out the orderly depopulation down to 200 million people. And I go out in public and I see the kids everywhere with neurological disorders and cancer. I mean, we're really walking dead, folks. And then the military simulates to mow down the zombies. They're actually turning us into walking dead as an archetype. And then as things break down, it will be like a zombie apocalypse. That isn't surreal to you? Because the military would go, we're trained to mow down thousands of people begging for food. Oh, yeah, in the simulation, they're now zombies. But let me tell you something. all these entitled people, they will be like zombies if there's a Great Depression, and then God forbid you try to defend yourself and your family. So that's why I'm saying get ready. Here's AP article, California ill-prepared for the big one, experts say. Point is that government digs in and has guns and food and everything, and that's normal and good. I say you should be ready, and oh my gosh, that's just bizarre. All right, Michael, Jeremy, Eva, Emmett, Raptor Man. We're going to go to all your phone calls, but since I haven't gotten any clips yet, I've really been remiss today with all the powerful clips. Let's play a few of those right now. This is Portland Black Lives Matter protest, and we bleeped out the cuss words, with the leader of it, the organizer, going around saying, kill the police, pull out your piece. And, I mean, folks, I go to demonstrate for First Amendment, and there are cops there waiting for me under orders to do one thing wrong, and I'm arrested. But all over the country, especially in leftist strongholds, they let people sit there and say, get your guns out, shoot the police. I mean, that's a call to capital murder. That's like a mafia don saying, you know, hey, capo, tell your soldiers, go kill this guy. You're just as guilty as the don, as the person that pulls the trigger down the line, 10 levels down. Folks, this is protected. And you look at these morons doing this, they have no idea that when, after Black Lives Matter is done causing a civil war, if they're successful, that you're going to be in a federal supermax prison for the rest of your lives. And I take no pleasure in that because I'm probably going to fail, just like others are at trying to stop this. It's ignorance rules. The video's on InfoWars.com. I don't even plug my own website. I don't even tell you all the stuff that's up there. It's so important. Video, Black Lives Matter. Protest leader says kill the police and run over them with cars. And then I've got Miss Alabama saying that she thinks this guy that died in Dallas is a martyr. Yes, a martyr for PSYOPs, a martyr for the globalists. Yes, he is a martyr. And people say, well, Alex, you say a lot of stuff's false flag. Why is it this? Oh, it's false flag. False flag. Sure it is. The media ran the whole artificial thing. They're blaming it on Black Lives Matter. A false flag is just something that's done that's blamed on one group, but it's really another. Black Lives Matter are just the idiots out pushing the narrative. The media and the president and Soros, they're the ones that launched this attack, knowing full well they put out propaganda like this in the middle of the summer, long enough, hard enough, somebody is going to go crazy and go out and start killing. And we knew there'd be copycat shootings after this happened, and that happened. I was criticized on Friday by the media for saying there'd be copycat shootings. That's not hard to know. They know exactly what they're doing, pushing the buttons, pulling the chains, jerking the chains. And I'm just surprised there hadn't been more like that guy up there when they went into the church and shot the black people. Another wound up loon. Oh, but when that happened, it was horrible and evil. You know, he said he was mad that black people were going around and killing white people, so he was retaliating. And folks said, well, wait, random black people in a church who have nothing to do with what other racist black people are doing, why would you go kill random people? Oh, but the media, they all got that. Oh, it's terrible that he just killed random people. It's the end of the world. Let's blame all whites and the Confederate flag and restrict more speech and do all this. But then when this guy does it, he's a martyr. And Obama and Loretta Lynch and Hillary and all the usual suspects come out and say, better listen up. Hillary said that. Better listen up, white people. Better listen up or you're going to get killed. Better do what the Justice Department says. It speaks for Black Lives Matter. Here's the woman behind it who's about to be president. If we don't stop her, saying you better listen up to what our wound up lunatics did. She's right there telling you, you better do what I say. Cops, you better let strong cities in. Better let the UN run things, then we'll protect you. Then you can kill whoever you want. You don't let us run the show, we're going to burn your cities down. You and I say, lady, you go ahead and burn it down. And we're going to blame you for it because we know you did it. Because let me give you a little newsflash, witch. I know you told Congress this because it's true. You were begging for more money to fight us and others. You're losing the info war. Badly. And this little act of desperation has just woken up the police and military 10 times more to the entire paradigm, including their own issues. And so you think you're operating in a vacuum because you've got a bunch of stupid college kids and folks that want to go out and die in some bloodbath, and sociopaths and criminals and lunatics listening to you. They feel empowered because the big TV and the MTV and all the rest of the media has been hyping this culture war. It's totally synthetic. You are going to get the blame for all of this. And anyone who's a thinking person knows what you've done. And you've woken people up like nothing I've ever seen. So I guess I should say to Hillary Clinton, thank you for what you've done because you've woken up a lot of people. But let's go ahead and play some of this video of Portland Black Lives Matter. The video is on Infowars.com if you want to see it uncensored. We've cut out the cuss words. Here it is.
Why do we have to hold a picture of this mother's baby, this young man here? Clackamas County Sheriff.
Oh my God.
This is their
January
handiwork.
26.
Know your rights, know your law. And I promise you, if they go about their burden of whatever they said you're doing, you pull your piss out, you bust that. You pull your piss out, you bust that. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you against them. And when we move with the Panthers, trust me, when you see me move, I'm moving in violence. Now stop clapping. Stop clapping. Stop clapping. Because most of y'all folks ain't involved. Real talk.
We're tired of walking around here asking y'all to help us.
No more action.
We need action.
Come on.
Take action. I don't give a f- whether you knock them over, whether you run up on them, whatever you do. You better take action.
Let's go. Notice the whites all are like professors and operatives. They know full well what they're doing. So you can actually see controllers there, probably paid to be there. They're all holding up signs. They're supposed to be handwritten. It's the same handwriting. Let's pause it for TV viewers, radio listeners, Infowars.com/show to see the live feed or go see the video. That's all written by the same person. Look at that. They even tried to make it look like somebody else did it. But the A's and the S's and the Y's, it all, and the G's tell you. Look at those operatives. Look at that professor. Guarantee that guy's a professor. Look at that guy in yellow right there. Look at his Bernie wife. Look at him. Look at the controllers in the crowd. And then you've got their time bomb idiots they've got out front right there with them. You've got the Muslims in the back and all the rest of it just waiting in the shadows. And again, you've got all these mental midgets out there that really believe there's an epidemic of black people being killed. There's an epidemic, and I've got the studies here, even the New York Times admits it, of police roughing up black people and driving while black and harassing black folks. Mainly because of all the horrible bad behavior and the fact that so many, over the weekend, black men would just pull guns on police. Even the witnesses said this, black witnesses, and they would say, oh, another black man's been killed because they'd rather shoot cops. So, again, this is the whole psyop to get everybody hating each other, and the police will then treat folks even worse and be more paranoid. And they're all also problems with the police as well. So it's a time bomb. Let's go back to more of this tape.
Let's go!
Problems going on by the police against, quote, minorities. But all this is going to do is cause more of that. And if you get into what's happening in many of the inner city areas, there's a culture of absolutely hating the police in general, including black officers, where most black officers quit. Yeah, back it up. It's the kill pigs part. And there's a powerful letter up on Infowars.com by a black officer talking about a decade of living under this and what it's like and how hard it is to then recruit other black officers because they get into this area where, and it's just like they call people there and then scream and yell at them and shoot at them once they're there to respond to what's already happened. And It's just crazy. I mean, let me tell you, cops have a tough job, one I wouldn't want, but let me tell you, working in an inner city, I don't care where it is. It is scary, folks. All right, let's finish the clip. Here it is. Supporters, and I don't think they want to kill everybody.
That I know a lot of people are not going to like. I'm a badass black Puerto Rican trans.
Get back! He's got a gun!
He's got a gun!
Mob wants to attack some white devils, I guess. So this is going to unravel very, very quickly. Police arrested Strickland, and he has been charged with two felony counts of unlawful use of a weapon. And that's when they reportedly started trying to assault a blogger, so he pulled his firearm out to protect himself. And, of course, the Portland will now probably throw the book at him. He'll never be seen again. And you've just got a bunch of disenfranchised people who don't have jobs, who are going to college and learning how they've been disenfranchised, not by the globalists deindustrializing the country, not by the globalists dumbing everybody down, not by the globalists shipping their jobs out. No. They just know that the media says the number one problem is the police are attacking minorities. And so now, local leftist government with the feds are going to organize them to go out and do this. And when cops get killed, well, the police better start reforming themselves. This is an internal globalist army trying to use useful idiots on the ground to start a shooting war they can use as cover to send in paramilitaries to start overthrowing major cities. I'm telling you. And they've done this in Ukraine. They've done this in Egypt. The New World Order is not playing games. And we either have a total awakening to this, or I'm here to tell you, they're getting ready to go forward with this. And then, of course, the giant third world populations are being brought in. The big think tanks admit to drive down wages, not to help anybody. And all the folks that are out there begging for socialism are going to be just like the people in Venezuela that are now eating their dogs and cats. The country has more oil than the United States. The country has better soil than the U.S. The place should be a paradise. It's not. It was as rich per capita as the U.S. in the 1950s. Argentina was more rich on average. Actually, when I looked at the numbers, I thought it was as rich. Both countries are hell holes now. How those red flags working out for you. Oh, I know. The imperialist pigs did it all. Oh, you mean the big multinational banks that come in and fund socialism and communism in your country so they have one big corrupt government that gets everybody domesticated so they can then bankrupt you? You know who the best debtors ever were to Chase and Goldman Sachs, the IMF and World Bank? Venezuela, per capita, paid back debts better than anybody ever did and paid back more. Oh, Goldman Sachs likes a good commie. Now, this other story is up on Infowars.com. I should have been talking about this for minute one. Very important to get this out. First black Miss Alabama says she can't help but feel Dallas shooter was a martyr. I don't feel sad for the officers who lost their lives. Really, I feel sad for anybody I see. When they had that dark cop in San Francisco shoot the black man in the back who'd done nothing wrong, who was in handcuffs, and then cover it up, I called for that guy to be imprisoned. And he was put in prison only 2 years. That was wrong. And the police lied about what happened and said that he tried to scuffle and take the cop's gun. It was horrible. It's corruption. It's what I expose. But that's the low-level stuff, folks. Not all of us having our rights taken. World government being brought in. Being medically attacked. All this compartmentalization. And why shouldn't she say he's a martyr? You've got Hillary and Obama and everybody saying, listen up. Yeah, we need to reform the police. Right after the cops are shot, like it's legitimate. Yeah, cops are getting killed because you're not reformed. And the New York Times even has an article out, because the statistics are a fact, that police do not shoot blacks on average more than they shoot whites or anybody else. But that they do search them more. And then it has the statistics because on average they shoot cops 10 times more often. And why is that? Because in the hood, that's the culture that's been made cool by the media and by everybody else is kill a cop, shoot a cop, get it done. Just get it done. It's tough. It's manly. Get it done. Get it done. Here, wear these baggy pants. That's what a punk wears in prison. In prison, if you're seen as a female that gets, you know, extra goodies and stuff because you bend over for whoever gives you $5, that's what a punk is. 30, 40 years ago, punk-ass bitches is the term in prison. Punk-ass bitches have their pants hanging down. And that's why MTV as a joke in the 80s made it cool, and it's still the style, to wear your pants hanging down. So when you get to prison, everybody laughs because you're a punk-ass bitch. That's what a punk is. A punk gets bent over. And so MTV, Sumner Redstone, a big, fat, evil racist, sits there and teaches you how to be a punk and hires these rock bands and hip-hop bands and groups to dress like that. And notice it never goes out of style because you're being inducted. The cops see you. They're trained before you ever dress like that to be cool. This is what a punk looks like. Normally, once they're out, a low-level drug dealer. They're like, if you identify this, this is the garb of a gang. Then the kids wear the stuff to look cool. The cops are like trained dogs to go after that. That's what they're trained to go after. It's like if you're a dachshund that's trained to go after badgers, and a dachshund sees the badgers, goes chasing after it. And then they train you how to dress up in a uniform that's going to have the system come after you. Let me tell you, if you're a black person walking along wearing a nice shirt, nice pants, whole nine yards, you're going to get left alone a lot more than you are if you're dressed like a punk. If I dress like a punk, I'd be messed with. When I'm walking around in a sports jacket and stuff, doors are open, everything else, and I'm out in public, I'm watching. You see black ladies, black guys dressed nice. People are opening doors. Yes, sir, what do you need? I don't know where these places are where you see the cops pulling over and arresting you. I'm sure it's going on. The point is that the reason for the whole Civil War? Is that the reason this guy's a martyr? No. You've been set up by the media. You're being set up again. The media is run by foreign banks that are raping everyone. Let's play this clip. First black Miss Alabama says she can't help but feel Dallas Shooter was a martyr. And I'm going to break. Come back with your calls directly. Stay with us.
Hi, Facebook. I'm just reaching out to everybody because I'm just leaving church.
Look how scared she looks.
I prayed a lot about everything that's happened this week.
She really believes everybody's been killed.
I can't stop replaying the image of these men being killed in my mind, and my heart weeps. But I think more than anything, I'm dealing with a bit of guilt because
you didn't do what the martyr did. This is mental illness, in my view.
Because I don't feel sad for the officers that lost their lives, and I know that that's really not my heart.
Hit pause. Back it up. We're going to go back. Come back. Good. I told you about the lady I know who won't go outside because she thinks the cops are going to kill her son, and she's white.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.